Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And President Hargis, could homecoming have been any better than this one?
I really don't think so, Kelly. I have never seen as many people. The walk around, I think it's estimated that they had 80,000 people. The cars were literally bumper to bumper from Range Road into Monroe on 6th Street. At 4 o'clock, so it's become very popular, and I'm sorry people had to wait in their cars, but it was well worth the wait because the job that with the house decks that our students did, it was just phenomenal. So it's a tremendous tradition. I can't imagine there's a better homecoming in America than we have right here at Oklahoma State University.
And then it carried over into Saturday's game.
It did. Second largest crowd ever. Had a big win for the Cowboys over the Baylor Bears, and the weather was great. It just was a glorious college weekend.
And as OSU continues its undefeated season, the Big 12 Conference, the future of the conference, is beginning to take shape at least.
I hope so. It's been quite an ordeal here, yes, we accepted an application from West Virginia University to become a member of the Big 12 Conference. It's a great institution, a flagship, has great academics, very impressive programs. Their athletic programs are well known, just absolutely top notch. And while the geography could be better, to be sure, the chance to get a team and a institution of this quality was rare and very welcomed by the Big 12 members. So we're hopeful that they will begin play in the next year, 2012 season. I think it'll add a lot of excitement to the Big 12 sports schedule.
And let's turn now to a visit by a former head of state to the OSU campus and the state's two largest cities this week, Tony Blair, in our state.
Yes, indeed. It's just great to have people of international stature come to our campus and to our state to share their views and to expose our students to this kind of leadership and quality leaders. And so we were very excited to welcome Prime Minister Blair. He is still right in the center of things in the world, being a Mideast envoy for the quartet, as they call him. He's also very involved in philanthropic projects in Africa as well as in Northern Ireland. And we just had a fascinating visit with him, and in fact, he sat down for an episode of Inside OSU, and so I hope everyone enjoys seeing that as well.
And finally, President Hargis, the passing of a sports broadcasting legend this week, and this is an individual, and I'm talking about Bob Berry here, who bridged the divide between orange and red in this state.
He really did. Of course, Bob started in broadcasting at Channel 4 and did the high school games in Norman, Oklahoma. The Sooners picked him appropriately and fortuitously to be their voice for the football and basketball program. And then, of course, Bob spent several years here at OSU before going back to finish his career, his broadcasting, or I should say announcing career, with the University of Oklahoma. I worked with Bob for years at Channel 4, and I've never known a jollier person. Bob Berry was an absolute delight to be around. He just had a keen wit, was a happy. I really never heard him say anything ugly about anybody. He was just a really rare and wonderful person, and we will all miss him. I was terribly shocked to hear of his death, and our condolences and sympathies to his family and all his thousands and millions of fans around the country.